When Rince Mangle the Gnome set off down the road to Blackberry, he really didn't know how far it was. It was raining, and he soon got fed up. After a while, he came to a lay-by. There was a lorry parked there while the driver ate his lunch, and Rince Mangle, who had often watched lorries go past his tree, climbed up a tyre and looked for somewhere warm to sleep under the tarpaulin. The lorry was full of cardboard boxes. He nibbled one and found it was full of horrible tins. They weren't even comfortable to sleep on. But he did eventually drop off, just as the lorry set off again to Blackberry. When Rince Mangle woke up, it was very dark in the box, and there was a lot of banging about going on. Then that stopped, and after waiting until all the sounds had died away, he peered cautiously through the hole. The first thing he saw was another gnome.
"Hello," said the gnome. "Is there much interesting in there? It looks like another load of baked beans to me. Here, help me get a tin out."
Together they gnawed at the box until one tin rolled out. The box was on a high shelf, but the other gnome had got up by climbing it rather like a mountaineer. They lowered the tin down on a piece of thread.
"My name's Featherhead," said the gnome. "You're new here, aren't you? Just up from the country?"
"I thought I was the only gnome in the world," said Rince Mangle.
"How? There's a lot of us here. Who wants to live in a hollow tree when you can live in a department store like this?"
Talking and rolling the tin along in front of them, they crept out of the storeroom and set off. The store was closed for the night, of course, but a few lights had been left on. There was a rather nasty moment when they had to hide from the lady who cleaned the floors, but after a long haul up some stairs, Rince Mangle arrived at the gnome's home.